My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to check your spam folder. Even the best email programs sometimes send messages to the wrong place. By checking once a week or so, you just might find something interesting. So, like many people, I process my main inbox to current every few days or so. But a few months ago, I remember feeling like it was strange that I hadn't heard from someone. This person had seemed quite adamant in an earlier conversation that they would be reaching out about something soon. So, on a hunch, I checked my spam mailbox. And sure enough, the message was there. It was several days old at that point, but it was there. And it was better to have read it than not read it. And while I was there, I also found a nice message from someone who had read my books. I definitely wanted to respond to that one. Honestly, I wanted to print that particular message out. It wasn't spam at all. I was a little miffed that my email program thought it was. Now, of course, those two worthwhile messages were located in the middle of about 100 other messages that were pure garbage. I mean, Nigerian prince-level scam stuff. But it didn't take very long to scroll through the 100 garbage messages. I was glad I checked. And maybe you will be too. So today's episode is just a reminder that your primary inbox may not be the sum total of all the messages you are receiving. Most email programs try to sort what is useful from what is not. And often, they do a really good job. But on occasion, they don't. You probably don't want to check your spam folder too closely, as that is largely going to be a waste of time. Checking once a week, on the other hand, means that you can find anything that you truly do want to see, and you will still be responding in a reasonably timely manner. So that is what I aim to do. On Fridays, if I am triaging my inbox from the week and seeing what I still need to follow up on, I take a quick glance at my spam folder. In the past week, I found some music from one of my kids' teachers. I guess the filter didn't like the attachment. And a message from the school. It just took a few minutes to look, and it turned out that those were minutes well spent. Have you ever found anything important in your spam folder? I'd love to hear about any near misses. You can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. If the message does go to spam, don't worry. I will see it within the week. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.